This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Islamic housing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the Islamic housing and how should we have our houses in an Islamic way. Generally, what we see is in today's world, the lifestyle is changing. And since it is changing, the new developments are coming. And the houses are changed to the apartments. People are generally living into the small compounds, into the small apartments. Maybe it is a one-bed apartment or two-bed, or it's a small compound. Even we can see in some countries, because they have a big population, due to that, the people are forced to live in very, very small compound where one person only can sleep. On top of that, in the other part of the world, we can say, especially like in the UK, that because they have these houses as their heritage, and it is the part of their culture and heritage, so they have saved it, and people are generally living in those houses, which are the specific houses. But what about the Islam? Does Islam give us a specific rule about it? Does Islam talks about the housing and the way of Islamic lifestyle? So when we look at this, we see that what Islam says is that you need to look at your needs and you should have a house according to your need. And this is what Islam emphasizes on. Therefore, we should not have anything beyond that. On top of that, in Islam, we had that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Min sa'adatil mar'i al-muslim al-maskanul wasi'." It is from the sa'adat, or the goodness of the a man, which is a Muslim man, to have a big house. But what does this big house mean? Inshallah, we will explain. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the Islamic housing. And we said that the Prophet ﷺ, in one of his narrations, he said that it is from the happiness of the Muslims is to have a big house. Wasi' means it should be a vast or a big house. Now, this big house should be according to the needs of the people, because what we can see in the other narrations from what we have seen in the Islamic teachings, it is that this big house should be in a way which can bring a happiness. For example, the people who are living in the compounds or apartments, they do not have any courtyard where their kids can run, can play, or they can sometimes, if they're like fed up with sitting under the roof, so they can go out and enjoy the sun, or there's a bigger place to enjoy and to live and to change the mood. Therefore, it is very necessary that when we talk about the housing, or especially Islamic housing, it should be planned in a way that this should bring the happiness in the life of the person. And it should be built in a way that it is showing the Islamic lifestyle. And the Islamic lifestyle can be followed easily in such houses, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.